Cantor Audio, a division of Recorded Books, presents Murder, Plainly Read by Isabella Allen, narrated by Chris Dukart. Chapter 1.
Whoa!
Rachel Miller called to her buggy horse. The buggy shuddered to a stop behind a yellow school bus. Three Amish children climbed in. The youngest boy's Spider-Man backpack bounced as he disappeared through the door. I smiled. Clearly, he was a member of one of the more liberal Amish districts in Holmes County. A year ago, who'd have ever known that I would be able to know the difference? When I first moved to Millersburg, I had thought, like so many outsiders, that all Amish were the same. Next to me on the buggy's bench seat, Rachel's bonnet cast a shadow over her delicate features.
"It shouldn't be too long now," Rachel said. "Austina telephoned the bakery to tell me the bookmobile would be parked in front of Hawk Trail School."
Austina, a county librarian, had commissioned a quilt from my quilting circle for her ailing mother. The ladies finished the quilt during our meeting last night. It was a breathtaking purple, rose, and periwinkle blue Ohio star. The colors weren't traditionally Amish, but Austina had chosen them because they were her mother's favorites. The quilt was so lovely I almost wished I could keep it in the shop for display. But I thought that about every quilt my circle created. Each one seemed to be more beautiful than the last. I scratched my faithful French bulldog Oliver between his ears. He leaned into my caress like a cat. I sighed. I hate for the ride to end. This reminds me of leisurely buggy rides I would take with my aunt and uncle on Sunday afternoons. It's nice to take a breath every so often and think.